Hi, this is a dictation for Latasha Gibbs, LATASHA GIBBS. Date of birth is 2/4/87. Date of accident 8/18/2024. Date of service 12/2/2024. The patient is coming for a follow-up visit today. She has been involved in an automobile accident in a head-on collision where she suffered from traumatic brain injury. Injury to the left shoulder by hitting into the window on the left side, as well as left knee after hitting into the door. She was shifted left to right in this accident and vigorously. And she started having severe headaches, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back on a scale of 1 to 10, 9. And headaches also occupying front and both temples to the tune of 10 with some vomiting and nausea. Today she says that she is not dizzy, the vertigo is not there, some nausea still persists, no vomiting, and some loss of balance and loss of equilibrium is present. She is quite forgetful and she is currently seeing psychiatrist for anxiety, panic and depression. She says physical therapy is ongoing and it is helping. The previous shots helped her quite a bit to the knee and to the trigger points. And she wants them to be done again. She's here for medication renewals. All her pains are reported to be 10 and ADLs are affected 9. It does report 80% healing from all these treatments. Please review the records for ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse, compliance history. The physical examination reveals blood pressure 145 or 113. Pulse is 114. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 11/25/2024, dictation number 1228-00. The plan will be to continue medications for this patient, which are as follows: Mobic 7.5 milligram 2 times a day, 60 tablets. Flexible is provided 10 milligram twice a day. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Lidocaine patches for topical pain relief. Narcos 5/325, one pill a day, 30 tablets are provided for further pain relief. Lyrica 50 milligram 2 times a day for the radiculopathy and pain. Furosemide 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for headache. An MRI order for cervical and lumbar spine and left shoulder is ordered without contrast. Patient is also advised to get injection for the trigger points that are bothering her again. Injection to the left knee as well as all the trigger points to the left trapezius muscle. Thank you. The patient will be seen in 30 days time after the MRI is done. She will continue her physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, home treatment. We have discussed the role of yoga, heat, massage, and infrared heat, wet water heat. She will do that. Thank you. The procedure today that is being done is injection to the left knee intra-articular. The medical indications is severe pain, especially on climbing the steps. Most likely there is a meniscus tear, which will be known after an MRI is conducted. However, the pain is severe and patient is requesting a pain relief. So this injection is being done to relieve the pain, improve the ADL and avoid surgery. The injection was done according to protocol. 5 cc's of Marcan with dexamethasone was injected aseptically and Band-Aid was applied after withdrawing the needle. Regarding the 3 trigger points that were done for the patient on the left trapezius area were at T2, T5, T7 area, more towards the parotid region that are under severe spasm. That was done aseptically using 3 cc syringe for each trigger point. And indications of this procedure are there is a reproducible persistent pain in these areas that are being injected. After the injection, patient did report significant recovery and pain relief. Thank you.